world's second highest mountain should now be considered dead. The men were trying to summit the peak of K2, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
After Mount Everest, K2 is the world's second tallest mountain, and some say it's even more dangerous to climb, especially in winter. Last month, a team from Nepal did that for the first time. Many others have died trying in low oxygen at altitude and temperatures that plunge below minus 70 Fahrenheit. The latest victims are two foreigners, Juan Pablo Moore of Chile and John Snorri of Iceland, and a famous local Pakistani climber, Ali Sadpara. They went missing February 5th. Pakistan mounted a search with helicopters and mountaineers on the ground, but it was called off last week amid bad weather. Sadpara's son told reporters he thinks they reached the summit but had an accident while coming down. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
Japan has named a woman to take over as the leader of its Olympic organizing committee. Seiko Hashimoto replaces Yoshiro Mori. He quit after making sexist comments about women. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, offering a way to buy home insurance with their Home Quote Explorer tool. Custom quotes and rates are available online. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Now that's Progressive. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.